Okay, even though we don't have a quorum, we're waiting a few, and that may be the most difficult thing to do is to get a quorum this morning, this afternoon, but Mary does have some questions and others have questions, so Scott, let's start asking some questions about your bill before we get a quorum, and then we'll move it when we get a quorum. Representative Murphy, you have some questions?
Well, Mr. Chair, I understand this is a fund for manufactured homes, single wide and double wide?
Yeah, relocation.
And it has nothing to do with, am I correct that it has nothing to do with modular homes?
That's correct.
And I understand that there's a bunch of exceptions. Could you go over those exceptions with us? To whom the fund wouldn't pertain to?
Sorry, thank you, Mr. Chair. Maybe I can just kind of go through the details of it, and that might answer your question. Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members.
That's okay, but close.
I'm elevating you as we sit here, Mr. Chair. What the relocation fund does is, if in the event that a manufactured park closes or is reallocated, would provide a separate fund that would help with the relocation expenses of these units. It doesn't deal with modular homes. I think that's a separate statute in our law book that would take care of those. It's a separate fund that would help in relocation. Now, some of these units, you know, have wheels, some don't. Some would take a great deal of effort to move. What this would do is set up a separate fund that would assist all of the residents in a relocation effort. Now, if they can't be relocated, then it would provide either the fair market value of that home, and it would come from a separate fund. I think currently as it exists, when a manufactured home...
Mr. Eakin, Representative Eakin, over there and so on. Okay, Representative Pass.
When a manufactured home park goes, gets sold or is changed hands, the city municipality will have a hearing, and then they will determine what the park owner has to pay. And right now we have, I think, 20 or 21, depending on the date and what's going on, cities that have ordinances that handle the relocation of these manufactured homes. Both sides have been working together on this issue. We've been working on it for months, and we finally have this deal. And what it would do is provide a separate fund to handle those situations. It gives the park residents peace of mind. They will pay into the fund. And it also gives park owners peace of mind because they know what they have up front. They don't have to wait for the municipal board to figure out what they're going to have to pay. They already know up front what their cost will be if that manufacturer's park is sold.
And Mr. Chair, this fund is only if the manufactured park is sold. It's not if the tornado comes through or
correct.
A disaster of any kind.
Correct. And only if it's sold for another purpose than what it's intended for. So if I own a manufactured home park and I sell it to you and you want to continue it as a manufactured home park, there's no need for the fund to adjust in the situation, only if it's closed for some other reason.
Representative Murphy.
Even if the new manufactured home owner says, okay, 50% of these trailers, 50% of these homes are out of date and have to be replaced, and we can't have this kind of manufactured home in my park, then this cannot apply.
Mr. Chair, this would not apply.
And so there's a number, Mr. Chair, does the amount that the new owner knows they have to pay, or the old owner has to pay for relocation and so forth, then that's the same across the state?
Yes.
Sorry,
Mr. Chair. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
Representative Murphy, there is a fifth one, though, in your packet, and you will see that there's two concerns that I had when we dealt with this one. First of all, the concern of that we create a fund and we never see what the results of that fund is. So so that it has to come back for at least some review to report back to the think chairs of finance and ways and means on this one. And the second one is you look at going out, there's a sunset clause in the Senate file that you have, the Senate, the one that's before us, on page 9, section 10. And that sunset clause is the section that where the person who owns the manufactured home is paying that fee of $1 a month into that fund. And that only goes for 2 years and then sunset. And if you look at the fiscal note, there's a possibility that we would be short in the next 4 years if that fund doesn't have enough money. So I wanted to make sure two things, that they didn't create a big fund and have a fresh fund there. And so we have some reports on that. And secondly, that we have a fund that is self-sustaining. So Representative Krantz, when we get a quorum, is going to move, or I'm going to move, that we do away with the sunset clause, so it continues on with the dollar a month. And that we'll take a look at then, hopefully in the legislature, after the first 2 years, to make sure that the fund is solvent, but also that it doesn't just create a big slush fund.
Does Standard Mountain have to pay into it too? And does the person, does the people that buy the land or buy the manufactured park for other purposes, do they have to pay into the fund?
Representative Krantz?
Mr. Chairman and Representative, no. Only the seller.
And that's my understanding, that's been worked out with the different groups.
Yes. Mr. Chair.
I'm sure that would be part of their sale price. Representative Adams, did you have a question on this?
I just wanted to put in a plug for the bill. It sounds like it's being carefully worked out. I think the chair's suggestions are very fine. Two of those 21 cities are mine, and one is Roseville, and I'm trying to think when we did that one, but I worked on that, and then we did St. Anthony last year, Maplewood, they tried to do and failed because I wasn't the representative.
Is that a shot at Representative Hausman?
Representative Hausman, no, Representative Willie.
Oh, there you go.
But I would say former Representative Gary Evans worked on these issues as well, and I think it's high time we did. I'm glad Representative Krantz is having success here because the cities are always worried that it's going to be taxpayer dollars somehow, and they have to be educated that it's not. The seller, they're kind of paranoid about what that might mean, because a lot of these mobile homes can't be even moved. You know, they're too old and they can't go anywhere. So how many replacement costs and what would that be worth? So I think to establish a fund sounds like a brilliant idea to kind of, I think a lot more cities would pass them if they could be assured that there would be some help, and it wouldn't just be all on the seller, and then they couldn't somehow have the redevelopment that they're looking for. But, you know, most of these people, this is their home, and they don't have any equity whatsoever. They can't move their home or can't afford to move it.
Mr. Chair?
President Krantz?
If I might, some of the other finer parts of this bill that I've kind of been alluded to. We did look at the existing ordinances that are in place, and this will actually kind of blend nicely with the current ordinances. And we worked hard to make sure that, well, what if this deal is better than the ordinance, or the ordinance is better than this deal? It's basically a wash. And we also looked at the first proposal that we had from park owners was basically a per-unit rate. But then we found that in this per-unit rate, that actually was a disadvantage to some of the greater Minnesota parks, because you may sell this, and the per-unit price may wipe out any profit that you get. So there is actually a graduated system in here as well on a scale that addresses that need too. Without patting myself too much on the back, and with the advocates on both sides, we have really worked out a good deal that I think meets all the needs. And I know that this has been somewhat contentious in the past with these park closings and everything, and we actually have both sides in agreement on this bill. And I actually am quite proud of the work that both sides have done on this. And Senator Jungbauer in the Senate, we have agreed on everything. And to address the amendment to pull out the sunset clause, we actually put that in as a safeguard on both sides. In the Senate, we were able to get the one part out. We just weren't able, because the Senate, sometimes the ties are on too tight. We weren't able to get this other stuff done, but if we do that, we'll send it over and they will concur. They don't know this is coming, so we really have a great deal here. So, any other questions? I stand for
President Gunther.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. President France, I also think this is a very good effort getting at a very difficult problem, and it's been around here for quite a while. But if a resident part just wants to move up, does he get any moving allowance? Is he doing that on his own because of his decision?
On his own. Thank you, Mr. Chair, Representative Gunther. All on his own. And we even have a situation here where it's in the writing, the finer print, that if a person says, I'm a resident, and I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with the moving. I don't want to deal with the expense. I'm just going to turn over the keys for a small fee or a small payment. They can do that too. They can literally just say, here's the keys, and there's a provision in there that they will get a small amount. I don't remember what the final number was. And then the actual park owner will get a credit out of that account to take care of the dilapidated, if you will, unit. So, I mean, there even is safeguards in that respect, too. Where if I just say, I mean, in walking through some of them over the past year and a half, there are some of them that literally people just, it wasn't worth their time. They just left the keys on the table and just left. And so then the park owner is stuck with that. So there's even a provision that they can access funds out of this group to take care of the demolition expenses and removal. So
we're down to three more people, I think. They're out looking for them. Any other questions? Well, I kind of knew that this is the time of the day when we would have a hard time getting a quorum. But it comes in at 4 or 2, so I've got other meetings that are going on. I know that Mary Liz called me, and they're meeting with the governor's office and so forth. So if we get...
How many more do we need?
Three.
I wonder if they're up on the floor.
That's what I was
thinking. Christine just went up to
three. Oh, good. They keep coming in. It's getting us all excited.
We have pages out.
You found two?
We need one more besides that. Besides that.
And the housing agency is even offered to handle the financial gathering of the $12 a year and the payments for the park.
Mm-hmm.
118,
123, I mean, they're probably just
going to automate. 123 is right across the place.
Yes. Who else is
calling?
Yeah, and what this will do is it will allow the seller would know exactly what
cards
will bring to the fund, and then you
had two of them do that.
Let's see what's out there.
And there's six other plans throughout the nation, and we model it after kind of picking the middle, but shooting a little high. Florida has one, there's one out east, Arizona has one, and the ones down south are more senior rental ones, and the units are very nice, and so we weren't as kind of the payments as they are. But,
here's one. Thank you. Two more.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
But you don't have to stay if you don't have to.
Okay. Thank you.
One more.
Is that it?
Oh, we need one more.
One more.
One more. I counted Tony twice when he hit him. There
you go.
Almost good for you. Christmas to you.
No.
For those who are devotees, yeah. For others, it would be a lantern.
A
They cut you off at 7 o'clock. I still didn't go to bed until 2.
We are being recorded.
See if maybe they put you on. I know.
They were waiting for one more person to come in.
So then I went down and turned on my computer and watched
it for a while.
So I slept till 11.
Yeah, that's about what I did.
When you called me at 6 o'clock, I was
seven. 7
o'clock, I was sound.
Yeah, I was awake.
That was okay.
I can't do that. Yeah, I was talking about her 8 hours of sleep.
I didn't get 8 hours, I said.
You know, the older I get, you're talking about the older I get, the longer I can sleep.
Oh, is that right? That's your job.
I can sleep 12, 13 hours straight.
No matter what time I get to bed, I wake up at like 6. But today I went back to sleep.
We'll get close.
I went back to bed. I rested, but I
didn't
fall asleep. But then we went swimming. By the pool of our apartment building. Lay down in the bed and took a nap.
My husband made my bed. I got all the laundry out, put in the first load, and told him the time to go. I invited him to tile up for him. He was there. And then I got out the watering can.
Nope.
The plants were just like dying.
Kathy would like it.
And your stuff?
That is true.
Oh no.
There we go.
All right.
We do have a forum. Call the meeting to order. Representative, Cobb. I guess there's somebody. Representative Pilsen is here. Would move the minutes of May 16th, 2007. All in discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Chair would move that Senate File 1196 be recommended to pass and placed on the General Registry. And we've had discussion on the bill. The chair then would move that on page 9, section 10 be deleted. We talked about that as well. Is there other discussion on that particular section? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Any other discussion? If not, then the chair would move that Senate file 1196 as amended. We recommend the pass and placed on the general registry. Any other discussion? Not. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And it is passed.
Yes. I'm in the government.
We already did.
We have a quorum.
Okay. Any other discussion? Thanks, everyone. Okay. The meeting is adjourned.